All right, talking with Brad Sims. How's everything going, Brad?
Pretty good, man.
Well, congratulations are in order. I saw not too long ago there you got engaged. I believe that's down there in Jasper is where you proposed.
Yeah, it was a beautiful place down there, and it's the right time to do it.
I remember doing that hike years ago, and I was out of shape that area, and the way down, not so bad. Trying to make your way back up was a bit of a problem for me, but
oh man, going down and coming back up was really tricky both ways. So I actually had my granddaughter with us there, so I carried her in one arm all the way down, and it was a good 15 minute hike down, maybe a little longer by the time everyone slid down on their butts. And then I think hiking back up was what almost killed me.
Oh, I had to take quite a few breaks. I was sitting there going, how do they not have a shuttle at the base of this thing to bring you back up to the top?
For sure.
So you're based out of Grand Prairie. What is that like being an artist out of Grand Prairie rather than one that's out of, say, Calgary or Edmonton, like a lot of Alberta country artists seem to be these days?
Yeah, I feel it's a little more challenging for sure, just because I'm kind of, I don't know how to put it, kind of on the outs. So just because there's so many artists in Calgary and Edmonton and so many connections in both of those cities. So I feel like it's a little more challenging being that a ways away from there. But it's working. Yeah.
There's never been that thought maybe to move down Highway 43 or 43 down to 2 or?
I've always had that thought, and I still do to this day. I'm like, man, maybe I should make a move, but I don't know. I just, something about Grand Prairie is making me feel stuck here.
For good reasons.
For good reasons, that's right.
I mean, you're also an Indigenous artist. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of that band. I will mess that up 6 ways to Sunday, but
I can't pronounce it myself, so don't feel bad.
Sort of what impacts, if at all, do you find being an Indigenous artist has?
I feel like it definitely opens a lot of doors for me, and it has, actually. I got to be a part of some really cool events and had some really, really, really good opportunities. I think it opens a lot of doors for me, and I'm really grateful for it.
So we're getting ready to play your new single, Straight Whiskey. We've played a few of your other ones here on River Country Rising Stars, like Shooting Shots and Settle Her Down. What made you come out with this one? Because I know there's a bit of a story behind it. You were telling me back at the CMABs.
Yeah, that's right. So we recorded it. Well, I recorded it 10 years ago, and I actually wrote this song. I co-wrote this song with a good friend of mine 12 years ago. And kind of started in a bar here right in Grand Prairie, and going through a time in my life, and I got this song started, and then I kind of got stuck on it for a bit, and then a good friend of mine, we had some open mics and stuff like that at this bar here in Grand Prairie, and then we shut the bar down. I was kind of managing it at the time, and we shut the bar down and kicked everyone out, and we kind of pretty much finished the song on the stage there, and just not totally finished, so we took it home and then we finally got it finished. It was a really emotional song, and I finally went to the studio to get it recorded, and even in the studio, it was really hard. It took me a couple days to finally finish it, just being really emotional in the studio, and then so I got it recorded, tried to play it live a couple times, and it was still just very emotional, and so I kind of just left it alone for a long time, and I let some close friends and family listen to the song there, and they were, why haven't you done anything with this song? Like, how come it's not released? And then at the time, I was just like, well, country radio is a little different nowadays, and this is like, it was like super country, it's like George Jones country. Kind of. And then, so my fiance, she's been bugging me for the last couple, 3 years or so to get this song out to the world too. And I told her the same thing. I said, country radio is a lot different now. And then, so she was like, well, can't you do something different with it? I said, maybe like you might be onto something. So I took it back to the studio and asked them, and I said, what's the chances of maybe making this song a little more modern sound and up to date? And they came back to me right away and they said, we could totally make this happen. So they sent one back to me and I wasn't too sure of it. And then they sent this one back. I said, this is the one. I said, let's go to radio with it. And still today, it's a really emotional song for me to sing and even to listen to sometimes. And but here we are today and finally out to the world, and it's going good.
So is it part of the live set then when you perform live, or is it something where you kind of got to be in the right mindset to perform it then?
To be honest, I haven't played it live with a band yet. I have played it acoustically live, and it's I can say I made it through the song now. Like I think it's time to finally play it with the band now, and I can get through it without getting emotional and having to stop the song. So yeah, I haven't, not yet, but it's going to be part of the set here. And I've got a show coming up right here in my hometown at the Grand Prairie Casino here, so I think that'll be the first time playing it live with the band, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Now, what kind of reaction does it get when you perform it acoustically for people on times you have? Is it like a Tennille Towns where everybody starts balling up, or?
I get so many people approaching me with this song, and just people that follow me and people who bought my early album, and they're all streaming my music, and they're like, hey, like this was before I went to all streaming platforms and then to radio, obviously. But they're like, hey, we haven't seen this song. Where do we get it? So at the time, I haven't did anything with it. So they're like, you need to do something with it. So I got all these people that are so excited and sending me screenshots of them listening to it, and people are making little videos of it. So I'm just getting a lot of really, really good feedback, and the song's just going well. We're only, I think this is the second week going into radio now, and even radio is doing really good at radio right now. And just, yeah, like I said, it's getting a lot of good feedback right now. It's going well.
So there's some about songwriters from Grand Prairie that just know how to do it, I guess, then, eh?
I hope so.
So what all do you got planned for the rest of the year? You were mentioning playing the Grand Prairie Casino. What else that you can talk about? Because often people will say, well, I got a few things. I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. But what are some stuff you got coming up this year? Any album plans, anything like that, touring that you can talk about?
I got a very cool, going to play this community. Really, really, like, Right by the Northwest Territory border. There's a little community over there. I don't know how to say the name either, so I'm not going to attempt to. case. So I got, and this is a big thing that they're doing over there. So I got this happening, and then we got some stuff coming up for Calgary Stampede and some more rodeos and a couple festivals coming. So it's working out to be, this year's shaping up pretty nice. Was hoping to be a little more busy this year, but so far, everything, like I said, is shaping up pretty nice. I think next year is going to be a big, big year for me. I hope. Cross my fingers.
Well, Straight Whiskey is an absolutely amazing song. I know people are going to love it when they hear it. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk, Brad.
Thank you so much.